The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Democrats are still losing it right now because of Trump and Vance's popularity, and I'll show you in the second segment what I'm talking about. But first, J.D. Vance was speaking to the Marines at Quantico, and I wanted to show you a snippet of his speech because it was one of the most inspiring commander-in-chief moments, if you know what I mean, that I've ever heard. Take a look.
So here's the thing. Under President Trump's leadership, we believe in a very simple principle. We don't care who you are, where you came from. We don't care what skin color you are. We care about excellence and we care about patriotism. And if you are awesome and you are a patriotic young Marine, then we are going to do everything that we can to make you the most lethal fighting force the world has ever seen. And that is what we're doing every single day. No more quotas. No more ridiculous mumbo jumbo, no more diversity trainings. We believe the real strength and the real diversity in the United States Marine Corps is that you all come from every walk of life, come from every corner of America, and you have got the strength and the purpose to win the nation's wars. And that is what the Marine Corps is going to do, just like it's done for damn near 250 years.
That is such an unstoppable message. It transcends politics. It gets over partisanship. It's really not about any of that. And as I've talked about in the past, I've had some reservations over J.D. Vance being the successor to Donald Trump. We disagree on a few policies. Again, I think where his head's at is good for most of them. He's America first. That's good. But he's not necessarily as conservative as I'd like him to be. And he's not as tested in terms of like what he'll actually do as some other people. So I've had some disagreements. But hearing stuff like that video makes me want to vote for him so much more, not just obviously against a Democrat, which I would do anyway, but in an actual primary. And I'm willing to bet that as other Americans see that, they will want to vote for him too. Democrats cannot fight that message. They cannot. It's indefensible to go after that message. J.D. Vance is essentially saying, and this is what Republicans' kind of message is right now, no one cares where you're from. They don't care about your skin color. We just care what's on the inside, meaning your work ethic, your heart. That is what we care about. And at the same time, you have Democrats messaging. Their message is all about your immutable characteristics, things that you cannot change. It's they care about your skin color. They care about your gender, your sexual orientation. Those things are the things that define a person, according to the left. And that is such a losing argument. Hey guys, I know that filing taxes can be stressful, so I wanted to introduce you to the people who do my taxes, QuickTax America. QuickTax America has gotten its average tax returner $4,000 back already just this year, and unlike the other services, they're not raising rates just because it's March or it's April. They do all federal tax returns for only $69. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. They do all the work for you as well. There's no more going to these online services where you spend 4 hours doing all the work yourself only to find out that it's going to cost you $400 at the end. With them, they have that one transparent price and they do all the work for you. All you got to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest of the work. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com. Or you can go to the link in the description below. So Democrats know that the identity politics argument is a losing argument, and that is why we're seeing a huge shift right now towards class warfare. And that is what we saw this week from Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders went on an unhinged rant on the House floor calling for the heads of billionaires this week. Check it out.
You don't hear it talked about here at all, but the American people do not believe that it is appropriate that three people One, two, three. Mr. Musk, Mr. Bezos, and Mr. Zuckerberg. Three Americans own more wealth than the bottom half of American society, 170 million people. Really? Three people own more wealth than 170 million people? Anybody here think that is vaguely appropriate? And by the way, those very same three people, three richest people in America, were right there at Trump's inaugural, standing right behind the president. So you want to know what oligarchy is? I know there's some confusion out there. What is oligarchy? Well, it starts off when you have the three wealthiest people in the country standing right behind the president.
Class warfare, the bread and butter of leftism. It's the only thing that they can do at this point, in my opinion, to put themselves back on the map. Nothing else is working. They've gone for the identity politics. It's bullcrap. They go after Donald Trump. They've been doing that for a decade. Everyone's used to it. No one cares anymore. But I'll be honest, the class warfare argument concerns me. And the reason why is because in the last 2 months, this is just a personal note, my personal data that I've been collecting. In the last 2 months, the most controversial videos that I have made have been about Luigi Mangione and Bill Burr essentially saying that we should go out and murder CEOs. I thought when I made those videos that those would be like the least controversial. I thought it was a very easy argument to make. Don't murder people that you don't like. That was essentially the argument I was making. But as I said, those videos have been met with the highest amount of backlash. People are very angry that I was saying rich people shouldn't just be murdered on the street like the CEO of that healthcare insurance was. And that was crazy. I mean, for me to see all those people calling for that murder and being happy about it was nuts to me. Maybe some of you disagree. You can say in the comments below, I suppose. I'm sure this video will be met with plenty of criticism, as they always are. But this tells me that class warfare stuff like this is the key to Democrats' success if they go down that route. And I think they are going to go down that route, because if you look at who's popular in the Democrat Party, it's essentially nobody. But Bernie Sanders is always fairly popular, and he's trying to prop up AOC right now, which really loves the class warfare stuff as well. And so I think that it will do fairly well. However, at the same time, the logic on its face is absolutely absurd, of course. It's completely absurd. Bernie is saying billionaires should not exist. That's the argument. And my question is why? Like, seriously, why? Give me one good reason why billionaires should not exist. Because when thinking about the American economy, because I say this out of good faith, I'm not rich, I'm not a billionaire. You know, you could probably guess that. I tend to think about two groups that I care about when I'm thinking about the economy, and that is the American worker and the American consumer. Those are the two people I care about when I'm thinking about what I believe in the economy. And when you look at the three richest men, which is what Bernie Sanders is talking about, these are the jobs that they've created. Zuckerberg has created 67,000 jobs from Facebook. That's just Facebook, by the way. That didn't include all of Meta. Elon Musk has created 125,000 from Tesla. These are American jobs, by the way. And more than any of those, Jeff Bezos with Amazon, again, just Amazon, not his other businesses like Blue Origin, has created 1.6 million jobs for Amazon. And again, like, that is so significant. People hear those numbers. That is massive. 1.6 million. That's like 0.5% of the population of the United States. That one man obviously had a team, but ultimately it was one man who had an idea that created those jobs. That's the worker side. Now there's the consumer side. Elon Musk created Tesla, which is a decently affordable EV if you're into that. Not my biggest thing, but if you look at what you're getting, I would say it's fairly well priced. I would say it's a pretty good deal for the consumer. So that's that side. For Facebook and Amazon, literally everybody uses both those things in the US. There is not a single person, find someone for me, who has not used Amazon this year. Seriously, they don't exist. And Amazon is very well priced. Their membership is like $16, $20, something like that a month. It's fantastic for what you get. And Bernie Sanders wants to take away the incentives for companies like Amazon to even exist. Make no mistake, if there was no billionaires in America, Amazon would not exist. It would not exist. People out there saying it would are crazy. They don't understand economics. They don't understand incentives. They also don't understand that this is not a zero-sum game. Jeff Bezos did not steal money from poor, hardworking Americans in order to be a billionaire. Instead, he created value and created, again, 1.6 million freaking jobs, which none of us are ever going to do. The government's certainly not going to do that. The government doesn't create jobs, by the way. All the time we'll hear, oh, the Biden administration created jobs. Even the Trump administration, they created 200,000 jobs. No, they didn't. They did not. When you see that Donald Trump created jobs, what that means is that he ended regulations, maybe lower taxes, got out of the way so people like Jeff Bezos, who want to be wealthy, had the incentives to make a good business and create jobs. That's how it works. The government never creates jobs. It can't do it. It's stupid. It doesn't know anything. People who say they do, like Bernie Sanders, are lying to you. But that's not, again, that's not particularly hard to argue with. I think most people understand that when it's argued against. When it's not, people start to listen to Bernie Sanders. And this really points to the greed of it all, in my opinion. Bernie Sanders does not care about people being rich. He cares that there are people richer than him. People say this openly. This is not me putting words in people's mouth. The problem, I was arguing with someone just the other day about this, is wealth inequality. And again, my question for people is, give me a single problem with wealth inequality. Really, tell me the problem. If, for instance, I'm just saying on its face, wealth inequality. Let's say everybody are millionaires in the world, but there are tons of trillionaires. Is there a problem with wealth inequality then? Or is the problem today that there are poor people? Because I would posit that if everyone were millionaires in the world and there were trillionaires, people would still care about the trillionaires, even though they're doing great. And what I would say is I care more about the people who are actually in poverty. And if we want to talk about that, let's talk about it. I don't think anyone wants people to be in poverty. But tearing down rich people who have, again, created the incentives necessary to actually have jobs in the world to help those poor people is a massive, massive mistake. And Bernie Sanders simply cares that there are people richer than him. No one is mad when someone is slightly less rich than them. Take anyone on the spectrum. If you're out there making the average wage in America, which I believe is $65,000 a year, if someone's making 60 grand, you don't care. There's no problem. There's no problem with that. Even though that's way above the average amount people are making in the world, you're rich by world standards, no one cares. And if there's a millionaire out there, like Bill Burr, for instance, who literally is worth $20 million, if someone's worth $18 million, he's got no problem with that. There's no wealth inequality problem than that. It's people richer than him. And even if there's someone worth $1 billion or two or whatever it is, like say Mark Cuban, Mark Cuban is always going to have problems with the people who are worth $100 billion, not even thinking about all those people who are literally worth nothing compared to him. And that's because it all comes down to who is richer. It's not about wealth inequality. It was never about wealth inequality. It's about envy. And I think that all I want to know is give me one reason why it's bad Bezos has over $100 billion. Give me one reason, like a true reason why it's bad that he did that, and I'll give you 10 reasons why it's a good thing, because he's created good for all Americans through consumers as well as for the workers. And this is the good news for Republicans, I think. This is a very easy argument to win because it's completely illogical from the lefties. There's just no logic to it. There's none. It can be poked through easily. And so the solution for Republicans is we cannot just let people like Bernie Sanders yell at space. Because when they yell at space, it doesn't encounter conversation or debate, and people start to listen because it riles up emotions in them without it actually being logical. If they yell at space, they'll be successful. But if we actually can get those ideas under debate and conversation, we have to scrutinize these ideas. And if we do, their ability to rile people up is going to completely fall away in the face of logic and facts, and the class warfare will fail. If not, class warfare will take down the Republicans in 2026 and in 2028. If you've been a longtime listener on the show, then you know that I wrote a book about how the left has completely devolved into a cult. It's up on the bookshelf right there, actually. It's called A New Cult. Go check it out right now if you haven't already. I don't know what you're doing. I had a great time writing it. I know you'll enjoy reading it as well. It's only $9.99 on Amazon. Go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.